Blues man Todd Sharpville kept the music alive during lockdown with a household of 8 adults, 2 children and 2 dogs in a Norfolk country house.
Well, I saw her today at the reception with a glass of wine in her hand.
Bluesman Todd Sharpville kept the music alive during lockdown with a household of 8 adults, 2 children and 2 dogs in 2 Norfolk country houses. As lockdown loomed, Todd Sharpville faced a tricky situation. The renowned British blues guitarist, who has performed with Robbie Williams, George Michael, Van Morrison, Brian May and many others, needed to move house and knew from online chat with his extensive international contacts that an emergency was likely to be declared. He also believed that a principal source of his income, live performance, would suffer catastrophic decline as public gatherings were banned. Todd also sensed the potential harm that might come from depriving people of the live music experience. I've been a gigging musician pretty much most of my life, a 30-year career, and I don't remember any time, even when life was at its worst, when I wasn't playing with other musicians, he says. He believed that if this deprivation was going to affect him emotionally, it would affect other musicians and especially some of the fans. Over the years, you get to know quite a lot of fans personally, he recounts. Quite a few of them feel dispossessed or lonely. The gigs they go to are a form of music therapy, as they imbibe the communicative chemistry of the musicians. He thought that the lack of live music could contribute to a mental health crisis for many of these fans. Todd is not only a member of the musical aristocracy, he is a blue-blooded bluesman, the younger son of the 3rd Viscount St. David's. His given name is the Right Honourable Roland Augusto Jestyn Estanislao Phillips. As well as his feelings for colleagues and fans, he says, "My upbringing gives me the notion of noblesse oblige. It's your job to be the better you. It is a responsibility of privilege, including the privilege to make my meager living out of music." Todd had a big idea. He would put a shout out for other suddenly underemployed musicians to join him in a lockdown band, find a suitably large place to house them and their families, and broadcast live concerts to the world. From a plethora of enthusiastic responses, he invited 3 other reputed professional musicians to join him, his wife Cyrilla White, and their one-eyed shih tzu, Genghis, in the venture, which would be called the Todd Sharpville Show. Dave Swift has played bass for Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra since 1991, as well as for a galaxy of star names. Just some of the people called Paul include Paul McCartney, Paul Rogers, Paul Simon, Paul Weller, and Paul Young. Dave has stood in on bass for a couple of Todd's gigs. They are a similar age and were just becoming friends before the move. The other 2 players are younger. Todd calls them hotshot children on the London circuit that includes Ronnie Scott's, the Jazz Cafe, the Blues Kitchen. He had jammed once with keyboard player Joe Mack, had never played with drummer Dan Hale, but had rescued a guitar amp from Dan's car when it was broken into and his drum stolen on Todd Street in Islington. The big house hunt was simply solved. Todd contacted a website that many large houses are advertised on. He explained the position, that he was forming a musical project which would pay nominal rent while commercial rent was impossible. "I wanted to help folks whose insurance companies had let them down and who might otherwise lose their properties. It seemed like if I was going to do this, I might as well start with a bit of good karma by seeing if it might help someone straight away," Todd says. He chose Gresham Hall, a 10-bedroom, 10-bathroom house near Sheringham, owned by Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown, Conservative MP for the Cotswolds. As well as the band, Cyrilla and Genghis, the community includes 2 singers, Dan's girlfriend Emma Pryor, resident singer at the Blues Kitchen in London, with their daughter Tala, who celebrated her first birthday and took her first steps at Gresham Hall, their Cocker Spaniel Bessie, and Dave's wife, Lucy Marilyn, a jazz singer and guest vocalist with the Sid Lawrence Orchestra. Joe's girlfriend, Shaki Choudhury, and their son, Oscar, 3, complete the party. Todd had everyone. Human, COVID-19 tested before they moved in, and the Sharpeville show hit the rug. The first Sharpeville show was broadcast on April 16th, and there have been regularly 90-minute gigs streamed on Facebook Live and later on YouTube ever since. There have also been numerous one-song videos, including a bluesified We'll Meet Again tribute to the late Dame Vera Lynn, who died in June. Todd reckons that the Sharpeville show is the only professional band that has gathered during the pandemic. We've been speaking to our friends online across Europe and the United States, and there wasn't another professional band that had done this. I was quite shocked. I assumed I'd be one of many, he says. The shows are certainly as close to 100% proof proper gigs as lockdown can get. Very different from the unplugged versions and distant duets that fans have made do with since live venues closed their doors. The first shows were made with the personal equipment the band could bring and streamed from Todd's iPhone. The videos are now streamed in 4K. Cirilla manages the sessions and live streaming. Cirilla is my counterbalance. She's very much the Sharon Osbourne to my Ozzy, Todd laughs. The audio quality improved after Todd contacted Norwich Equipment Hire Company, Saturn AV. At first they said they couldn't rent anything to me, because they were furloughed, so not allowed to, Todd recalls. I told them about the project and said I was hoping they could lend me some stuff, as I didn't have any money, and straight away the owner, Ollie Smith, said, "That's a different matter, we'd love to." I asked Todd how the venture has been funded. "I've run up an enormous overdraft with the bank," he exclaims. The first shows had a tips jar payment facility, and there have been ticketed shows and quite a number of corporate private gigs as companies strive to maintain relationships with their customers. But until the end of June, it was a huge risk that lockdown was over and I would be walking back to a kilometres debt that I wouldn't be able to pay off, he exclaims. Of course, it has never been about the money. We're really here to represent not just ourselves, but our industry to the audience, particularly the grassroots industry, not just the 1% who are super famous, Todd declares. He adds that it's not just the musicians. The Sharpeville show flies the flag for the entire community. All the technical crews, the tour crew, the entire structure that has broken down, the people in the background of everybody's music experience. Talking to people around the planet from different genres, different cultures and nationalities, it felt like a responsibility to make sure their plight and the plight of the industry was firmly put on the table for all to see. In June, the Sharpeville show moved about 5 miles to Vowood House near Holt. Vowood is a handsome 17-bedroom arts and crafts building owned by Simon Finch, a dealer in rare books. Todd says, "I've come to know more people in the county and found people with a lot of mutual friends. Simon and I share some family friends and also a lot of rock and roll friends. Simon's a very rock and roll chap. He used to go out with Sinead O'Connor, and Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols is a mutual friend." The crew expects to stay at Vowood until the performers can return to their professional duties on stage, which currently looks likely to be this month or next. The Sharpeville show has made news in New York, Bangkok, and Sydney. Major stars have been in touch on FaceTime, and there will be news of a famous name collaboration on record. This is under wraps as we publish, though a look at the Sharpeville show YouTube channel could prompt an educated guess. Until then, the Sharpeville show rocks every Sunday evening, reminding concertgoers of the pleasures they have postponed. What you need. Yeah, what you need.